The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
Cool, tank, headshot, sit down, stand up, tank, pass out, tank, wake up, tank, baby, tank, wake up, tank, baby, tank, cool, tank, headshot, sit down, stand up, tank, pass out, tank, wake up, tank, baby, tank.
Hey, 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 wine hoes, how y'all doing? How y'all doing? We hope that you have had a wonderful week thus far. This is Wine Crush Wednesday. You're listening to the Bad and Boozy podcast. My name is So Lovely, also known as Thicky Valancourt, also known as Ask That Bitch for Some Money. And I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Deasia Ali. Say what's up, D.
What's up, what's up? How y'all doing?
Yeah, and this week we have a guest in studio today. We are joined by OG Willie, aka Young D's little brother. Say what's up.
What's up? Oh, I got another name, aka Kobe's Pops.
Yes, Kobe's Pops.
That's what I'm known in these streets as.
OG Kobe in that building. So I gotta ask you, man, are you a Lakers fan or are you just like the fan of the Kobe beef? Like, where did the name Kobe come from?
Die hard Lakers fan.
Lord,
he been a stan before I even knew what the word stan was.
Wow.
Facts.
He was liking Kobe since he was like a little boy. Like, I don't know.
I had chants and everything.
Damn.
He used to tell us these elaborate stories when he was like maybe like pre-sing, like 11 or 12. How he taught Kobe all his moves and like how like we used to try to ask him like how did you why you can't play that good, and he was like he sacrificed so Kobe could be like the greatest player he is. He used to give us
it's like Space Jam. I gave him my powers and that's all it is. He can have it. I mean, I don't need the spotlight.
I ain't mad. You're so humble. But you're not the one that broke Pam's wrist, right? That was Tony.
No, that was Tony. It wasn't me.
The myth was the myth was like finally debunked. I felt bad. I had to admit that I voted for Will.
Hey, I think I voted for Will too, didn't I?
When Tony confessed, I was shocked.
It's scandalous.
I was shocked, but then one of my friends that guessed Tony said, "You got to watch them quiet ones." I was like, "Oh damn, you right."
Damn.
He was devious on the low.
Yeah, on the low. Well, y'all know, or in case you don't know, we like to start our show by discussing our recent shenanigans, talking about the things that have been going on in our own personal lives before we get up into this wine or whatever, and we call that segment Uncorked. So we're going to uncork our week. I'm going to start with y'all. How y'all been? What's popping over there in the PA, DC, DMV, all of them?
Yeah, we've been making them trips. We be down from DC up to PA because, you know, that's where Kobe stays. So what brings OG Willie up in the building today is him and Kobe came down here for the weekend. Y'all hear me reference my nephew and shit. So I'm just spending some time this weekend with them. Kobe up in the room taking a nap while we recording, so I'm glad we timed that.
Okay. Won't he
that
do
little
it.
Nigga be turned up. That little nigga be turned up. But
yeah, man, ain't no turn down for him.
Ain't no turn down. Other than that, it's been like a normal work week out in these streets. Just, I don't know, it's summertime. I be kind of over it a little bit, but ain't nothing been popping. I'm trying to do the calm before the storm because I'm doing another half marathon in October and I need to start training soon and actually get on my running shit regular. But yeah, other than I didn't register yet, but when I do the run, there's a 5K that morning. I'm gonna do the challenge where I'm gonna run the 5K and then I'm gonna run a half marathon. Like right after it.
Nigga,
so I'm trying to get my mind right. So y'all cheer me on. Y'all give me some motivation when y'all see me posting about my runs. Cause I ain't got no sense.
Nah, that don't even sound like it makes sense.
Other than that, we just been on our family time recently. I like, you know, it's summer, so socialize and family time. Had my godson down here last weekend, Kobe down here this weekend. I'm need a break after a while, though. Kids is crazy.
But Will, I know that sometimes you be out there in these streets with D while she's running. Do you run as well, or are you just out there for moral support?
I run sometimes, only on when we do our annual Marion House run. That's the only time I really run.
Okay.
But I'm gonna start getting into more, cause it's really relaxing, and I need to relax more.
Yeah.
So.
I feel you. I'm not a runner. I don't be running. However, I did run on the treadmill for the first time in a long time, cause I ain't have no leg pain, no foot pain, y'all. So I put my
shout
feet
out to that pain thing on.
Man, y'all just don't know. Ooh, every day I've had some sort of foot, ankle, leg pain, and last week I had none. So I said, you know what? I'm gonna fuck around and I'm gonna try it. And I tried it on an incline.
Fuck it up.
It worked out. Work was stressful as hell. Niggas was nigging. Life was lifing.
Life have definitely been lifing.
But in spite of all of that, I am still here and I am still strong. So you know what? I can't complain, man. Millions didn't make it, but we still here. We still survivors. There was something I did want to mention, but I forgot that quick. My bad, y'all. Like, something did happen. What happened? Oh, yeah,
was it
I was
work
on
related?
Single Simulcast this week.
Oh, yeah, you was. Mm. I got to listen to that. I'm behind. I downloaded it.
Yeah.
And then I looked and I was like, oh, shit, I didn't listen to it. What was that? Yeah. I don't know.
Shantae was not on it, so it was just Derek, myself, and Candace from, what is it? Ratchet Ramblings. Yeah, and she actually on the show announced that she's going to start a podcast with her husband, which I'm actually looking forward to listening to. It sounds
pretty good. Oh, yeah, we be here in London in the background on Ratchet Ramblings.
So,
And her husband have came on their show before that.
Yeah,
so
he has. So I'm looking forward to listening to that, and it will also be on the CSPN Media. As you know, this is where you listen to our
joining
podcast.
The team.
Yeah, so they joining the team. I was also the featured user on Delectable this week. So your girl has been popping.
We out here.
Big things popping. As Jesus and Mel says, the brand is strong. So you know what? Thank y'all. We couldn't do it without y'all, you wonderful listeners. You and thank y'all for the people who have recently liked and subscribed and listened. I have noticed that there have been a bump in the analytics. So however you guys are finding us,
I see it.
I appreciate y'all. As always, you guys are being interactive on social media, which we love, love, love. We love getting to know y'all. Still getting positive feedback about the brunch. Still.
Yeah.
Niggas are still feeling welcomed. Like, two weeks later.
Do you blame them?
I mean, yes. You know, to be in our presence is a gift, nigga. It was like Christmas in June. That's all I'm going to say. But, yeah, man.
Niggas is talking about us having a brunch later on in the year. You know what I'm saying? We'll see.
I'm with the shits. Shit, I was like, man, if it's hot enough, we could do a motherfucking pool party, like a function. But you know, I don't be liking people like that, so we can.
Right? You gotta be like, hold up.
That had to be like a special VIP, like super invite only situation. Because everybody can't see me in this bathing suit. You know what I'm talking about? I got too much going on over here. You know what I'm saying?
She was online the other day looking for One Piece thongs. I sent you.
Yes. I'm trying to put my cheeks on the beach, and I'm trying to have like a pina colada in one hand. Left hand on the steering wheel, right hand on that. Trying to have my left hand on that pina colada and my right hand on the llama. You know what I'm talking about?
You ain't got it all.
I ain't got it all. And I'm completely 100% sober.
Me too. I ain't even one of us drinking right now.
I haven't had nothing to drink in almost a week, y'all. So, you know, without further ado, I guess we need to move on to the next segment of the show, where we get into our latest finds and things that we have been imbibing. And this is a segment of the show that we like to call Sip or spit?
I can't take that seriously, baby. So, that's what you see. I ain't look at the screen.
Right. She purposely avoids looking at me because
I be trying not to laugh.
It's so disrespectful. And since we do have a guest in the building, I would be remiss not to give him the opportunity to speak first. However, OG Willie did inform us off the air. He ain't really a drinker, y'all. He ain't really a drinker.
Nah, that's not my steez.
It's not his steez. So
I can't. I don't know my limits. So I respectfully decline.
But I mean, at least I can't ask you. What is the? Do you remember the last thing that you drank?
Hennessy.
Oh,
such a nigga. Just like a nigga from West Boston.
Yep.
Man, if I would have won the bet. I'm just. I should have been funny. Was it white Henny or the brown Henny?
That's nah, what... all brown.
It was that VSOP?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. I can't do it. My respect to your liver. I don't know how y'all do that devil's drink, man. Ooh, mm-mm.
When I was up in Mid-Atlantic the other day, niggas ordered Hennessy margaritas. I'd have even knew those was a thing.
I can't do it, man. I would be on my back like a fucking roach, just legs to the sky if I had. I'm telling y'all, seriously, I could count on one hand how many times I've had Hennessy. Everyone has been a bad experience. Is that Kobe?
Yeah.
Yay! Kobe will make an appearance on the show, but So we going to give Will a chance to speak on something a little bit later. But, D, what are you reviewing this week?
So I had some wine left over from my, I ordered like a case from Heartwood Oaks, and I believe recently since then, like Wine Insider or some other company, they merged together, whatever. But anyway, I had like a little case that was like half red, half white. And I'm deciding to review this Tempranillo that they had that I really like. It's called, I'm gonna assume I'm pronouncing this correctly, like Fuerza de la Tierra. And it's a Tempranillo. It is from the La Mancha region in Spain, which I'm gonna try to keep that in mind when we get to the region, when we get to the Spanish regions, because when I was looking this one up, they said the La Mancha region was one of Spain's largest regions, and it might be, and it's also one of the oldest ones. So, like, it's, I said winemaking was thought to have, like, originated here in the Roman times in that area, and then it was like widespread during the medieval times. So we'll get more into the specific region, but I was like, oh, La Mancha. I'm like, oh, this Spanish, you know what I'm saying? I'm with the shits. And I saw good reviews on like Delectable and just like other little wine blogs, and I'm like, let me taste this. I remember having like a real good like a deep purple color. Sometimes I don't, all the time I don't pay attention to the color, but other times I do. And I was like, oh, it's pretty or whatever. And I just remember tasting it. It was really smooth, really fruity. And that particular night, judge me if y'all want, but I was eating it with my Welch's fruit snacks. And I'm telling you, it was the bomb snack. Like, it was full body. It was bursting. I felt like it was like, instead of it just finishing, I feel like it was like bursting on the finish. Like it left my mouth real juicy.
It was bursting on the finish.
Mm-hmm. Left your mouth like, oh, I'm saying, oh, that was cute. And on the bottle, it suggests to accompany it with a hearty lamb dish, some venison, some ham, or some mellow cheeses. And I can definitely see all of this. And this makes me want to be a little bit more conscious of trying Tempranillo. Y'all know I'm trying to not stay into my shell of Cabernet. And I think when I picked those six reds, I only had one Cabernet in there. So I like that, trying some different reds. Even I can't remember the exact name, but when you were still here, the little red blend we tried was pretty good. So try a little blend, but I really need to... So I'm giving this a sip for sure. Yay. And hopefully sometime soon. I need to drink something a little more light and refreshing. It is actually summer, but whatever. But what have you been drinking, or the last thing you drank since you told us you haven't had any drinks in a while?
Well, y'all heard the last thing I drank. That was that Cardianol when I was 2 sheets to the wind when we recorded last week.
Oh, yeah.
But prior to that, I saw a good friend of ours, Miss First Lady, had posted that she was sipping on this Risotto, like a red, sparkling red. And I said, you know what? I've been meaning to get something sparkling and sweet for a minute.
Me too.
So let me get something. But like I told y'all last time, I just went to the corner store. I didn't go to the wine shop per se. And like, this was the options that they had. And I said, oh, this is what First Lady was drinking on. Let me go ahead and try it. It is a product of Italy. It is, says it's Il Rosso semi-sweet red. So it's a demi-sec. It's 5.5% by volume. So y'all know it's that juice.
Oh, no, this time I did forget my percent. Mine's 13.5.
There you go. That's on the low end for you lately, boo.
Lately.
But when I tell y'all, this shit was nasty than a motherfucker. This tastes like prune juice. I don't know what.
Really?
It was not good, y'all. First lady, I don't know how you drink
like it. But when you posted that picture of it, I said that looked suspect.
It did look suspect because the regular Moscato one that they had of this came in a blue bottle. So off the top, I was like, this is going to be some bullshit. But I'm going to try it anyway. And it just...
You see what we do for y'all?
Man, it tasted
we
like...
We try shit.
We do. And it tasted just like fermented Kool-Aid. That's what it tastes like. Mm.
Like, just give me some real Kool-Aid.
It was just... I couldn't even detect any notes. I was just sipping like, okay, what else? Do I taste berries? Do I taste cherries? Like, no, it just tastes like bad grape juice. Like grape juice that's turned and just... I don't know how y'all do it. I mean, the price was right. It was like $8.99. But other than that, there was no lasting finish. It was not easy on the palate. It was not crisp. It was not fine. It was not refreshing. It was not effervescent. Damn. There was like, this is not as bad as that one wine that I got from Aldi that one time. But this is pretty bad. If I had to put this on a scale of 1 to 10, this would be a strong 3.54.
Damn.
Mm. Yeah, this ain't graduating. They ain't even walking on the stage.
Yeah, I ain't doing none of that.
Just gotta go straight to summer school. You don't even get to take the diploma. Just nah, son. You can't show up at the function. So this is a definite spit. It was some swill, y'all. Some horse hogwash, right?
That's no, we was reading the article earlier in the show one time and they said that sweet swill.
It was some swill for real. Mm-mm. So,
you're shuffling
yeah.
around your microphone, beloved. I can hear it.
What'd you say?
You was moving around your microphone. I can hear it.
Oh, man.
That's
y'all hear everything.
Yeah, man. Everything. The mic be picking it up.
That means if we can hear it, the listeners can hear it.
No. But yeah, so mine was a spit. Deeds was a sip. So y'all got a little bit of both.
Yeah, mine was good.
If y'all do enjoy the one that I tried, you know, let me know why you like it.
Why? What you like about it?
What is it? What was it? Let me know what was it. As it relates to this wine.
Mine was really cute.
I'm glad somebody had something. And literally, I haven't had nothing else all week. I've been out here trying to get, like I said on Single Simulcast, I'm trying to get snatched. I done lost 6 pounds in the last week, so getting closer and closer to my goal.
Yeah, your waist is out here looking snatched. I got to catch up. I'm on my fall abs this year. Fuck the summer.
Hey, man, you know, as long as they come, they coming. They on the way, okay? They just got delayed.
They on the way.
They on the way. But I'm just trying to live my best life, and I'm trying to shit on all you hoes in a few months. So
I'm trying to hand me some long sleeve, like them sweater crop tops this fall.
I mean, that's just me being humble, though. Like, I'm not trying to take over the world. I'm just trying to, you know, catch a few flights to Dubai without being a porta potty. I'm just trying to, you know, Like I said, I'm trying to stunt on y'all hoes. I'm trying to secure me a flat tummy endorsement like Toni Braxton.
You know right? Niggas out here selling that flat tummy. See, let me get my fall abs popping.
Okay, so I could slang that shit too and act like all they was that tea when I know I was sweating my ass off in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. So as y'all know, this part of the show is sponsored, and this week we switched it up a little bit. We got a different sponsor this week, y'all. This week, Sip or Spit is sponsored by the amazing people over at Busted Cheese.
Show you what I'm about to do to that body. And come down here. Let me show you where to touch my body. Let the foreplay begin. Bet you never had this before. Now, shall we make some love right now? Like right now, right now, right now, ooh. Right now, can we make some love like right now? Oh yeah, like right now, ooh. Yeah, I'm talking like right now.
Busted Tees is your home for funny, awesome, cool t-shirts that are sure to get your friends' attention. Busted Tees puts many of their popular shirt designs on sale each week. Choose from several eye-catching t-shirts inspired by pop culture, cleverly themed t-shirts inspired by movies, video games, TV shows, comic books, geek culture, and more are on sale. To help keep our podcast free, order from Busted Tees by going to cspn.us. So that's cspn.us. Then clicking on the Keep Our Podcast Free link. Click on the Busted Tees banner and then shop for their awesome t-shirts. Busted Tees through cspn.us. Do it today. And, since we didn't really get to, we talked a little bit about the games that we played last week on last week's episode as we were uncorking our brunch, but we actually wanted to spend the day to, or today's show, talking about additional wine games that you could play with your friends. Because like Dee said, this is summer. This is a time where you're hanging out with your friends, you're hanging out with your family, you're being a little bit more social. And why not incorporate your love of wine and with your love of family, fun, and games? So we introduce y'all to some games that are available to you wine hoes. And these games are brought to you by the wonderful people. Take a guess. Where it's coming from.
Our main squeezes.
Our main things over at Wine Folly, baby.
Oh, I'm looking at the article and it was published on my birthday. They posted it last year on my birthday. Oh. March 28th. That's cute.
That is cute. So we're going
to go. That reminds me, one of the years is related to this. One year for my birthday, I think my 29th birthday, I had a little gathering at a wine shop in Baltimore. They had like a little private room, and I set it up where we had like, you know how I collect the corks? I set it up where like at the different stations, you had to like write down while you was mixing and mingling, you had to like write down your guess for how many corks I had. And then we played a couple little wine games that kind of resemble some of the things I saw on this list. And then I had gave away little prizes, kind of like you might do like at a baby shower with like some little games. So okay, that'd be an idea for the function when you add in some of these games.
Yep. So you want to take the first one and we can alternate?
Sure. So the first game is under the category of trivia. This particular game they're discussing here is called Wine Wars, and it covers a variety of categories, including from vine to vino, which would be, you know, from growing the grapes to actually making the wine. The wine cellar in cork culture. Who knew that would be hard to say? So they, wine trivia, this wine game will have questions like which famous French wine is typically made from the blend of Sauvignon Blanc and Muscadel grapes. So this sounds just kind of how we do our wine trivia segment. So y'all could play this game trying to get your knowledge up. So they said this trivia games has questions ranging from moderate to high with degrees of difficulty. So if you got your wine folly book and you be reading a blog like us, you probably know some of this stuff. And if you don't, you can play and get your learn on. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to be a master sommelier. And they say they often level the playing field by including a lucky strategy component or a team play. So it's different ways you can play if you happen to be, you know what I'm saying, depending on what your level is.
There you go.
Go ahead.
Thank you. The next game falls under the subheading of classic games, and looks like, yeah, it looks like it mentions two different ones, but there's a game called Wino, and Wino was created.
Oh, it has an alternate. Yeah.
So Wino was created as a bingo for onophiles or wine, just a fancy name for wine lovers. Wino features grape varietals and places of the numbers and wine corks to mark your wooden scorecard. So instead of having like a paper card like you would for bingo, the card is wooden and you put corks to mark your spaces. And it's,
I like that idea.
It's cute, right?
It's really cute.
Yep. And it says that it is an alternative to Winopoly, which plays on the most classic of all board games, and Monopoly, by swapping properties and railroads for grapes and wine regions. And the target audience for this type of game is just you and your friends. And so if you're playing wine bingo, don't forget your grandma, too, because you know what? Your grandma likes that Manischewitz, okay?
Yeah, I was about to say your grandma like that Manischewitz.
Yes. Yeah, she likes that. And shout out to it being National Lambrusco Day earlier this week. So you know your granny.
Oh, yeah.
And your aunties went out and had some of that Lambrusco. Somebody tagged us in that and said they was having some. I was like, more power to ya.
I know that's right. So the next one is a murder mystery. Ooh, okay. So A Taste for Wine and Murder. You know what? I stumbled upon a true crime podcast, and I think they might have been like drinking wine or doing something at the same time. I was like, hold up. I didn't like subscribe, but I was like, oh, this is an interesting combination, wine and true crime. So this is a wine-based murder mystery game. And if you guys happen to look for this particular Wine Folly article, it's links to the games and stuff like that, where the premise is described as a body was discovered at a California vineyard, and you must solve the murder before the killer strikes again. Ooh. So it's calling itself like a dinner party in a box, and the kit includes character booklets, crime scene clues, along with party invitations and a planning booklet with things like a menu and costume suggestions. So this game sounds like more of a event. You know, it's not just like, oh, I'm having this one party or gathering at the house. We're going to make the gathering center around this game. It says, who is this game for? For those of us who like to go out, all out for dinner parties. But on the other hand, if you just want to solve a wine themed murder without the dinner party, you can do that too. With another game called Cabernet and Foul Play. Ooh, I might need to see what that is. So if you want to do the wine based murder mystery joint, you know what I'm saying? That sounds like a whole like when you planning the party, we send out invitations, we tell them niggas to come ready, we dressing up, we doing all this. I'm here for that. And then the other one in this game, if you want to do an alternate to that, it say in this game, a mystery is fermenting. When a rival winemaker goes missing, the only hope to find them resides with clues found in the accompanying thousand piece puzzle. So if you don't want to go all out and have a whole function surrounding the murder, you can just do this Cabernet and Foul Play. I like that name.
Hey, that does sound good.
Right?
That sounds good. The next category is puzzles. I love puzzles.
You do?
Yes, I love puzzles.
I didn't know that.
I like just chilling, you know, throwing them all out there. The more pieces, the better. Putting some music, you know, pouring you some wine and trying to put that bitch together. And the more wine you drink, the harder it is to put together.
I should do that. I mean, I've been getting my color on. I might as well get some puzzles.
Mine as well. Nothing wrong with that. This particular puzzle that they mentioned in the article is a 3D puzzle. And it says if you're working in two dimensions bores you, then go ahead and grab the 3D version. You can find wooden puzzles in the shape of wine bottles or glasses, and they also double as decorative pieces once you've completed the challenge. And who is it for? Is you're either a puzzle person or not. With a wide range of difficulty levels, it's easy to find one that fits your needs. And as a bonus, if you happen to spill your glass all over the table with the right 2D scene, it might just blend in. So that's for puzzles. And I'm trying to look and see what the name of this particular one is. It's on Amazon. And it's a classic jigsaw 3D. I hate that word jigsaw. It makes me think of that some Saw movies. Oh. A 3D wine bottle, and it's a wine bottle on a stand, and you put it together. It's not that many pieces. It's cute.
For this one.
It's only 13 pieces, so it ain't really that hard.
Well, we need a harder puzzle than
I need like 500 pieces at least.
you stick with your flat puzzles.
Yeah, but they do have, like I'm looking now,
they got 3D ones with more pieces?
No, but I'm looking at one. It's like a puzzle, and it's like beer bottle caps, and it's a 550 piece puzzle.
Ooh.
So you know what? Hey, they out there. They out here. So D, you want to go ahead and read the next one?
Brain teasers.
Ooh.
What? Oh, this is kind of like
it looked like the other game we were playing, didn't it?
It do. These contraptions wrap securely around a real wine bottle, preventing its access unless you break the code.
Ooh, we need to do that.
I never heard of nothing like this.
Oh, that's dope.
They usually require creativity, thought, and patience. So this one they call, because I was like, what is this? Like the bottle, I was like, is this like a bottle holder, like the decorative display of a bottle? This one is called Vino Vault Wine Cryptex, and they say Vino Vault Wine Cryptex, and don't break the bottle wine caddy. Oh, so Vino Vault Wine Cryptex involves letter combinations that you set, not unlike a suitcase lock. If you're ready to get a bit wilder, wrap your bottle in a more complex metal or wooden metal or wooden multi-step mind-bending apparatus, like don't break the bottle instead. So it's like the bottle is in like these weird contraptions, and you gotta like set a code, and then somebody else gotta break the code. So you're just gonna be drinking. So we're gonna be like drinking wine and trying to get into another bottle of wine.
I love it.
This is petty.
Who is it's it like for? A safe room.
Yes. And you're gonna feel like, I feel like it's gonna be like, you know how you feel the pressure when you parking, like somebody looking at you. It's like, bang, yeah. I can't even think.
And me, I would want to do this like on a timer. So give them like 5 minutes to try and crack the code.
We probably could pass around, everybody get like a certain amount of minutes or seconds to try to crack the code.
Yeah.
And if you like delayed gratification, delayed gratification and want to step up the stakes on your quest for puzzle domination, I'll be right back. Code's knocking on the door. Or simply make your friends work a little harder for their hostess gift. Oh, that's so funny. You'll love the bottle vaults. Personally, the phrase "don't break the bottle" is just the kind of foreshadowing I like to avoid. You might get mad.
Okay, somebody gonna be big mad.
That's gonna be petty. Somebody gonna be big mad.
Let's see. The next one is strategy board games. So if you are good at strategy based board games, you are already smarter than us. These games take you right into the vineyards and wineries, task you in buying grapes, investing in regions, paying for good weather. This ain't for me. But there is this game that they recommend called Grand Cru, and that challenges you to manage the economic process of winemaking. You got to buy the right grapes for the best wine.
Niggas who like Monopoly would like this.
Yeah. And then
Monopoly take too much time and effort.
This is for people who like games like Risk. Those kind of things. It says next you're tasked with navigating all the aspects from harvest to vinification to the selling of your final product to pay off a business loan. The player who is left with the most money after their wine is sold and loans are paid off is the winner. And the target audience is the hardcore gamer or the strategery lover. If you played Risk day and night as a kid and are ready to swap in wine for your go-to childhood beverage.
Do I know what Risk is? Mm-hmm. I don't even know if I know what that game is.
I've seen it. It's like for hardcore nerds. Sorry, y'all. But if you know a nigga that likes to play Dungeons and Dragons, they probably like playing Risk, too.
Yeah, I never even heard of it. So,
what, Risk? Or
yeah.
I never heard of this.
And then D got the last one.
Blind tasting party games. Now this sounds like something I might like. Mm-hmm. A bounty of blind tasting games exists. Unfortunately, most are filled with extraneous items like invites, bottle covers, blah blah blah, whatever. The one that they suggest here is called Read Between the Wines. It's not necessarily blind tasting, but will help you connect your senses of smell and taste to the descriptive vocabulary, albeit in comical ways. I remember I used to know what albeit, that was like one word when I was young.
And it's not spelled how you think it is either.
It's not at all. The idea is to creatively describe the various wines you're sampling according to one of the 54 themes, such as compare this wine to a celebrity or friend. Oh, I like this idea. To which you might respond, this rosé is pink, fruity, high alcohol, pleasantly dry, faintly bitter, like mandolin. Who is that? Madeline. How do you say that name?
Ma'am.
After a day of too much fun in the sun. So that's kind of how we be writing out descriptions on wine on Delectable anyway. We just be saying what we think it is. Like,
yeah, we could do this.
Yeah, we could do this blind tasting. But I do like the idea of doing this as a group because you start to like connect the different flavors, like they said. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, some listeners hit us up and be like, well, I don't know if it was cherry or if it was ever whatever. And I'm like, just say what you think. But it would be nice to connect it connect certain flavors with other people think too.
I think
who is it for? Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think the next time like we have a get together, that would be a fun thing to have. Like do a flight, but don't tell people what it is and give everybody their own cards to fill out, you know, write down what they think that
I
they
think
taste.
That would be a good idea.
Yeah, then at the end we'll tell them exactly what each one was.
Because you could even do it like that, like where we give them the flight, or we could also do like a bring the bottle type of thing. Like everybody we make the flights with something everybody brings. So like something that you like and I like, whatever.
Yeah.
This for anyone who wants to challenge their senses, explore new varietals or regions would benefit from this blind tasting games. And Wine Folly has a do-it-yourself version. You can grab some brown lunch bags and a Wine Folly tasting mat kit. They have something on their blog and their shopping site.
That's cute. That's cute.
Complete with guided tasting placemats and a handy dandy wine aroma wheel. Oh, I like that idea.
Girl, it's super bougie. It has like you put your little wine glass on.
Oh,
there,
I see it.
And you have the look, the smell, the taste, and
but
it
I'm
gives
here
you things
for
to mark.
Some theater.
Drama and theater.
Oh, I like this. And it's $20. I wonder how many cards you get for this thing.
I like it.
20 disposable placemats. That's not bad.
That's not bad at all. It's $1 each.
Yeah.
Let me break it down into it. Yeah, I like
that idea.
I flex with it the long way.
Y'all can send me that. And put it on my
put it on my Amazon wish list.
But that would be definitely a good idea for a little function.
Yep. So those are some games that I recommended. Like we said, we gave you some ideas for other things to do as well. But also, let us know what kind of games that you like to play when you're drinking. I know the other day when I mentioned that I was going to be on a single assignment cast, I also said, every time you hear me say, bruh, take a shot.
Oh, you said that?
Yeah. Every time you hear me say, bruh, take a shot.
Oh, they and let might me have been know. A little drunk. You do say that a lot.
You might have been dead. That's because at first I noticed it. I was like, damn, I said it like 6 times already. It ain't even 15 minutes. But yeah. So, yeah, write in or give us a phone call and let us know what kind of games that you like to play.
Hit me on my two-way.
Yeah, and they don't have to only be wine games. You know what? There's other types of drinking games out there. And we're actually going to play a game with Will in a little bit. But, you know, pretty much that's our segment for the week. And after our segment, we like to get into our wine hotels. And since we have an in-studio guest, Will, do you have a wine hole tale you would like to tell us? Maybe not necessarily involving wine, but since you mentioned Hennessy earlier, maybe a Hennessy tale?
I do have one. It wasn't even involving Hennessy, but it was involving Uncle Paul.
Ooh.
Yeah. Uncle Paul. That's my man. I love Uncle Paul, man. So, my story begins with, it was the day I got my very first job. And in celebration of this, I come home and my aunt has a whole bunch of just liquor everywhere. It's just a whole bunch of Uncle Paul and gin just spread out. So, I'm feeling good, feeling myself. I get to drinking, we get to playing cards, and some neighbors came over, and everything was all good, and it was fine. Everybody was drinking, having fun, and the next thing I know, I had one too many, and I don't really remember much from that night, but being told the stories is so much better because I heard I was kissing people and I ran down the street naked at one point. It was a crazy night. And only thing I remember is waking up in a pool full of throw up.
Ooh.
And I had on a crisp white polo. I was poloed down to the socks, you feel me? Like, and I just remember just waking up and just like having to throw that whole outfit away. But it was a great time. It was definitely a great time.
Let's see, one drink of Paul is one drink too many. I don't know how that's your man.
No, my problem was I was drinking Paul most of the night, and then during my blackout phase, I started to drink gin.
What?
We don't do that. Yeah. You can't go from dark to light or light to dark. You gotta pick one.
Yeah, I didn't know. I was still a young pup in the game.
Oh, my God.
How old? Well, you said your first job?
Yeah, so I think I was like 16, 17.
What, on a boat?
Yep.
I remember that job. I don't remember that night, but I remember that job.
Agreed.
But ever since then, I cannot drink gin. Like, because that's all I remember tasting the next morning is gin. Like, everything I ate tastes exactly like gin, and I cannot do that to myself again.
Would you even remember what kind of gin it was?
Seagram's.
Of course it was the bumpy face. I knew it. I knew it.
Seagrams, that's all, you know, the hood just know the names.
What's that? Yeah,
yep.
It's the bumpy face.
Some candy.
Uh-oh. There go Kobe.
Turn up. Man, that was a good one. Now, D, have you been around to witness any of Will's drunken naked shenanigans?
I don't think I witnessed any drunken naked shenanigans, but we definitely like had gatherings where we was drinking. I think he reserved that stuff for when he's not around me, though. I got a feeling he's a little more, not that I care whether he drink, but I think he a little more reserved when he's around me.
But it was that one time.
Which one?
When I think it was you and Tony, y'all had your first apartment, and Tony had fell asleep, and me and Jordan was drinking his gin.
Oh, yeah. They were like 12, Will and his stepbrother.
What?
Yes, Tony not like a big drinker, but it was our first apartment. Me and Tony's first apartment was together, and Will would come over to spend the weekend, and sometimes he would ask because his stepbrother come, and these fools snuck, and like Tony had like a fifth of, was it gin?
Yeah, it was gin.
I don't know what it was, but Tony not even a drinker like that, but so it was missing, and we found out them little niggas drink it. They was like 12. And hold up, was it? And I remember we went to the like store that night, like drove to 7-Eleven, and they were trying to moon people out the window. But we didn't know they were drunk. We didn't know they had drunk Tony's gin though, but yes. They was out of order.
Yeah, no more gin for you, bro. That's not for you.
I have way too many gin stories in my life.
I've heard this story. Normally, if he getting like shit faced or something, it's like with his cousin and friends that's like around his age. Okay. He try to keep it cute when he with me.
I know you appreciate that though.
And he don't drink as much. And now more he smokes and stuff anyway. So
okay. So Ben has how you bring that up, and we had mentioned that a little bit earlier. Since Will didn't have a particular wine to review, we're asking him to review a strain. So is there a recent strain that you'd like to review? This is your chance, man. This may turn into a spinoff for you. You know what I'm saying? So
got it.
Favorite strain right now is will be KK from Kush. I don't know as much about it as I feel as though I should.
Because I was gonna ask you, is it an indica or a sativa?
Oh, it's definitely a sativa, but that's mostly all I know. Like I don't know like the ins and outs. I want to learn more about that though. I need to figure that out, but it's a good potent smoke. It's not too overpowering, like the high gives you. Mm-hmm. It's more of a relaxed, calming situation.
Okay.
But it don't put you to sleep, like most. Well, like a indica would. Stop. Go.
That's it. Now, describe the taste.
That's what I'm really enjoying right now.
Is the taste like a lemony taste? Is it sour? What's the taste like?
Well, I don't know, because most times when I smoke it, it's out of backwood or something like that. So I'm usually just tasting the backwood. But it's kind of fruity. It's not... And like I said, it's just not too overpowering. Like the I taste more of the backwood than I do the weed.
Okay. Okay.
So.
That's a pretty good description. We'll take that. D, you look frozen, beloved. Are you with us or are you frozen?
Yeah, she's frozen. There we go.
I was trying to keep Kobe occupied while he was talking.
Such a good auntie. Such a good auntie. But yeah, y'all. Thank you, Will, for your wine hotel. We appreciate that.
We're trying to tag team with the kids.
Yeah, for it.
Next up, are we going to do wine trivia or are we going to play a game instead? No, we still got to do wine trivia. We always got to do wine trivia. So do you have a question for us, D?
Yeah, we always got to do Jean. Yeah.
Okay.
I have my card and it is, which is not an area of the Rhone Valley?
Oh, God.
I just picked this blindly. A... hold on, I say Chateauneuf de Pape. De Pape. It's P-A-P-E. Crozet Hermitage. C. Vouvray. Or D. Cote Roti. Is that Roti? It look like Cote Roti. I'm pronouncing it with my fake accent. So this one looked like, this first word looked like, it says Chateauneuf, but it looked like it says Chateau, or like show enough.
A mess.
And so that's A, Jose Hermitage, C, Vouvray, and D, Cote Roti. So which is not an area of the Rhone Valley? Not an area. Have we been to this valley yet? I don't know.
No, we haven't gone to Rhone yet. Next episode, we will be going to Rhone or wherever we'll be going. See, I think we're going to Chile, but we'll see. Either Chile or California. We'll figure it out by next week. But
bam.
Me, I'm taking a shot in the dark because when I hear Chateau, I think of not necessarily a region or a place or a location. I think of an actual blend. I'm going to say that the first one, A, is not part of the region. But we got to get Will's take, too.
Will, you want to take a guess?
He's like, nah.
A, B, C, or D?
A, B, C, or D.
Guess the answer.
I'll take C.
You just going to guess based on the blindly guess C?
Yep. You got to. And statistics show whenever you don't know what picks, that's how I pass most of my tests in school.
He was breaking up. Was he breaking up on your end?
A little bit, but we got the gist of it. When in doubt, pick C, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, let's see. So we is going to boo for A is not the correct answer. And ding, 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 ding. Will,
what? Statistics
work?
I told you. Statistics show.
So, Vouvray is not an area of the Rhone Valley. Vouvray is in the Loire Valley. In Loire. Oh, yeah, that's the one I always say wrong. Loire Valley in the northern part of France and is known for its white wines from the Chenin Blanc grape. I like Vouvray. The Rhone Valley in southern France is home to many famous wines such as Tavel, Boom de Venise, and Caudru. That's the Rhone Valley. So, but Vouvray ain't from there.
Okay.
All right. Them other ones ain't from there. I mean, them other ones got. So is that one and those? Oh, we gotta learn these words. I gotta practice my French, y'all.
Yeah, you gotta put your headphones on and listen to some French classes.
Oh, I was practicing a little bit last night. I just realized we was watching Tom and Jerry and the motherfucking the nephew mouse. Remember he was talking in French.
Girl, I hate Tom and Jerry.
We was watching it last night.
I hate it with a passion.
Why? Because they don't say the words.
Yes.
That's exactly why I didn't realize. I told Will yesterday I didn't realize until I was an adult that the whole time these niggas wasn't saying no words.
Man, I can't stand it. So you just sitting there watching it in silence, other than the music in the background, and when they go pow, bang, smack, that.
But that mean the score was really carrying the show. Yesterday I was here. I was talking about all the you know, they make the sound like they scurrying across the road or jumping and stuff. And then I just realized only the nephew mouse and the father dog, they're the only ones that be talking.
Lord have mercy.
But it's racist, so forget Tom and Jerry.
Because it's racist.
Well, I'm on a roll. I think it's like the fourth one in a row. I done missed y'all. I don't know what's happening. I ain't been focusing on my deductive reasoning. You know, I ain't been focusing in. We need to fix that.
We got to fix that. That probably go along with the fact that how we just been randomly scheduling. We just been like, oh, we need to record.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to get our life together. It's the summertime.
Yeah, we're going to get it together soon. We're going to get it together soon. But, yeah, so that was our wine trivia of the week. And y'all know when we have a guest in studio or on via satellite, we like to play a game. So this week we had pulled up a game to play. However, they took the game away from us. So we're going to freestyle it.
Yeah,
we still gonna play Would You Rather, but we just gonna freestyle these questions for Will off the top of our dome. So I figured we could do six. So I'll do three and you do three, okay, D? But you gotta answer them all, Will. All right.
Gotcha.
So I think you kind of already answered one I was gonna ask you in regards to Would You Rather. I was gonna say Would You Rather drink Paul Masson or E&J, but I think I know the answer to that one.
I'd rather take Uncle
Paul. I didn't know about his affinity for Uncle Paul.
Hey, now you know. Christmas is around the corner, beloved.
Right?
All right, so that was my first one. What would you rather question you got for your brother, D?
Would you rather, this going to be real petty, would you rather drink wine with me?
I knew it.
Or smoke weed with our other brother? Hold on, we can't hear you.
That is tough.
Did you turn your Wi-Fi back on?
Wi-Fi on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
All
right,
go ahead.
Oh, that's a tough one.
I'm petty.
I'm sorry, D. You might have to take the L on this one. Me and Tony got some great, great stoner moments.
I low key was thinking like, man, he fucks with Tony. I'm gonna leave. Wow. All right, I'll take it.
Let's see. Would you rather drink red wine or drink white wine?
Red wine.
Well, I say it again because you're cutting out.
You cutting up?
The drink up.
What? How are we in the same spot? You frozen.
Is this better?
Yeah.
What's going on here?
I don't know. You were sitting in that same spot the whole time we was recording that first.
Yeah. Red wine. And robust.
Lord have mercy, Jesus.
Flavors.
Hold up. Is he frozen on there? He might need to get near the window.
He was frozen. Frozen.
Yeah, you was frozen. Yeah, you nothing you said.
But I said I read like red wine, white. The next robust flavor, the color.
Okay.
Well, I heard him say red wine. I don't know if the listeners heard him. We apologize.
Yeah, I heard him say red wine over white because he likes the robust flavor. That's
he
what
said he liked the robust, the robust flavor. No. My Wi-Fi, my power on the Wi-Fi decided it was going to act up in the middle of us recording today. Mm-hmm. My apologies. Yep.
All right, so D, you got the next question.
Would you rather? Girl, now you got an echo. Look at this. Now it's an echo. Let me go back in the room. See, I'm good. I was trying to check on him and make sure he was good.
She said she good on any MLK Boulevard. That's what she said.
I gave him here the album yesterday. Let me see. Would you rather take 50 shots of Patron? Or get caught having sex by one of your parents.
Can I choose which pair?
No.
Can I choose?
No, both of them. Jay Cortez at the same time.
Oh, no. Right, give me the Patron. Give me the Patron. I take that any day.
Let's see.
Shot.
You took my Patron question. So let me see.
I don't know what made me think. I was just thought of that on top of my head.
Let's see. Okay. Would you rather drink hot Alizé?
Ooh.
Or let me see. Oh. Or some warm thot juice.
That's a good question. That's a good one.
They both gonna be disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
But I love thot juice. So I'll take the warm thot juice.
He too is a thot.
He don't have to take that warm strawberry, the one that tastes like cough syrup.
Yeah, I take that over the Alizé any day.
All right, D, you got the last question.
Would you rather, let me see, I'm trying to think of another drinking situation. Would you rather drink, how much the big old bottles of Carlos Rossi is?
$5.99.
Carlos Rossi, the cheap one.
$5.99.
Would you rather, you know them jugs, would you rather drink a whole jug of Carlos Rossi wine? That's a cheap wine, Will. I don't think he know what that one is. Drink a whole jug of Carlos Rossi. It's on the bottom shelf. Or, you got to drink it in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Then 10 minutes. Time, you got to chug it.
Ooh.
Or, repeating everything I said. Or drink some, let me see, what's something that I had?
I'm going to say a six-pack of Four Loko.
I was about to say something real. I was thinking about a Four Loko question earlier, so that's what I'm going to do. Or a six-pack of Four Loko. You got, but either way, you got to chug them. Which one you picking? You got 10 minutes. Bam. Drink it fast. Not even 10 minutes. You got like 5.
Give me the...
Man, I should know he's going to drink Four Loko.
He's trying to die.
And when I give you the Four Loko, I'm giving you the original formula, too.
Oh, Lord.
I'm giving you the death formula, too.
Mm-mm. He's living dangerous.
Before they took it off the shelves and put it back.
I'm going to take the wine. Wine.
All right, so we go original formula. You going to take the wine? You said that's instant death.
Man.
This kid.
Yay, Kobe being turned up in the background. I'm here for it.
Look, say hi to my friend. Say hi.
Hi, Kobe. How are you?
She said, how are you? You see? That's daddy.
Yeah. Kobe's first appearance.
Now he figured out we both on the phone. He gonna keep running between the rooms.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
He said, Aunt D.
I love it.
He too lit.
Too lit.
Look at your twist popping.
A little bit. I'm about to take him out. You know, got to run these errands. But we got to thank Will for being a guest on our show, our first guest in a minute. We appreciate you being on, blessing the podcast. You was a lot of fun. We needed that them big and vigor and that male energy up off in here. We appreciate that.
Hey.
Yep. But. Let me see. So this is part of the show where we gotta settle our tab while I'm undoing my twist.
You multi-talented.
Trying to see if they dry. That's what I'm trying to see. So y'all know we got a website. We gonna be updating it soon. D says she's gonna be updating it this weekend, so I'm just reminding her.
I started a rough draft now, but I need to get back on it when I can sit still with these kids.
I know, right.
But I did start a rough draft of a blog post. So.
Cool.
Since she said on the A, I'm hopefully check the website when this drop, and I'm gonna have it updated.
Right, there you go. We do have a voicemail. Somebody called this week and didn't leave a voicemail, but whatever, y'all. Don't be calling us, just call. Call and leave a voicemail, 818-639-2443. We also have Teespring. We have beautiful t-shirts. We have a wine tote. We have stickers. And every purchase that you make goes towards helping keep our podcast free and available to you. We also have a PayPal for donations, so if you want to support our drinking fund, you go ahead and support us at www.paypal.me/badandboozypod. Our parent corporation, TSPN, they have a website as well, so you can find out about us, Ratchet Ramblings, the Wrestlings Podcast, the Rock Solid Radio Show. There's a whole bunch of other shows that you could check out. You can check them out at www.cspn.us. We are going to be recording more content soon for the Patreon, which has been like super busy. But we'll be putting that up for y'all on patreon.com/CSPNmedia, and that's where you can find exclusive content for as little as $1 a month and as much as $5 a month. And that's another way that you can support the show. As far as social media, you can find us, as far as the podcast, at Bad and Boozy Pod. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Personally, you can find me at Fab Fresh and Fly on Twitter, Instagram, and on Delectable. Again, shout out to the people for keep using me as a featured user this week.
Shout out to them for featuring you and me the previous week if y'all missed it.
Yep. And then Dee, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram and Delectable, all under Brains and Buns. That is the letter N. Come holler at me, share your wine reviews, and shout out to one of the listeners who've been shopping lately, been tagging us while they in the store or tagging us while they in the restaurant trying to make choices.
Yeah. Hey, you. We ain't seen you before, but welcome. We appreciate it. L'chaim, all that good stuff. Thank you for rolling with us. As far as places you can find the podcast, you can find us on, what is it, Apple Podcasts? Is that what it's called, D?
It's Apple Podcasts, even though, you know, formerly iTunes.
Yeah, formerly iTunes. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. And the final thing that we wanted to touch on this week is we do have a review up on Facebook. And our good homegirl, Latoya, said that we are both fun and informative and gave us 5 stars. We really appreciate that. You guys could also give us 5 stars on Stitcher, on Apple Podcasts, and on the Facebook page. So feel free to like us. Make sure you're subscribing, following us for exclusive content that you won't get anywhere else. And we appreciate y'all for listening. Thank you again for Will for joining us today. And we about this piece. But before we go, we got to remind you that the best wine
is the one you like.
Bye. You gotta tell Kobe to say bye.
Tell Kobe to say bye.
Say bye.